to the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce podcast, your local business community resource. My name is Denise Heidel. Not only do I serve as your podcast host, but I'm also the executive director of the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce. On behalf of the Chamber, thank you for listening and for your support of the Chamber business community. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce podcast. We are going to dive into just a real quick discussion today with my friend Kristen Johnson, who is both wearing the hat of president of the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors and has served as our program coordinator for Clemens Community Day for the last 3 years. Welcome, Kristen.
Hello, that's me. Yay. How you doing?
This isn't your first rodeo on the podcast, is it?
No, I love being on a podcast. Thank you for having me.
But you know whose first rodeo it is, at least for this podcast?
Who?
This gal right here, Angelia Kornetzer. She's our communications and events coordinator, and she has experience with Clemens Community Day on the vendor side, but this is her first year behind the scenes with planning. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Clemens Community Day.
Thank you so much.
Dive right in, girl.
I'm so glad to be here. It's going to be an awesome event.
So for those of you who don't know, Angelia joined the chamber in this capacity on March 1st. So this is baptism by fire.
I was going to say it. I'll let you do that one.
We have thrown her into the deep end of the pool a month into her new job, and she's doing a great job.
You know what I'm noticing, too, is she always stays just cool.
Oh, calm, she's awesome.
Collected. She's a duck. That's what she is.
She's the duck. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Kristen, you gotta tell them the duck story.
Right now?
Yeah, go for it.
So the duck story is one of my favorites. It actually has truly influenced my personal and professional life since probably high school. But I played for a North Carolina traveling soccer team, and we traveled all over the United States, and we were in Virginia playing in a tournament. And I'll never forget, we were really just getting beat. We were getting beaten so badly by the other team. And at halftime, our coach called us to the side. And he said, "What are you doing out there?" And one of my teammates said, "We're losing." And he said, "No kidding. I'm watching it. And I'm watching a bunch of losers out there is what I'm watching." He said, "I'm tired of that. I don't want to see that anymore. When they blow the whistle that we're going to start the second half, I want to see ducks head out there." And, you know, we're like, "What? Ducks?" And he said, "Yes, ducks. Because here's why. Ducks, when they're on the water, they're smooth. They're unruffled. Water rolls off their back. They're composed. You know what they're doing under the water? They are paddling like crazy."
Wow.
And so that has influenced me in just life and in presenting yourself outwardly, publicly, is you got to be a duck. You got to carry the calm on the outside and then just work hard behind the scenes.
So that I have to ask you a question.
Yes.
Did you win the game?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, still, you went out there with poise, though.
But we ended with pride.
That's right. I like it.
Yeah. No one's ever asked me that in all the years of telling that story.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, loser. Okay. We were still losers.
You were losers with pride.
Loser ducks.
Loser ducks.
So I have a little wooden duck on my desk that Kristen gave me to remind us to be the duck, to embrace the duck.
Do you think about it?
I do. I think it every time. I see it. It's right there.
I see it.
That is so special.
She's a pretty duck.
Now we know.
I know.
So never now you know the story of the same. Duck.
That's right. We're going to take a quick pause from today's podcast to recognize one of our sponsors, Marzano Capital Group.
Hi, this is Mike McGilvery, financial advisor and partner at Marzano Capital Group in Clemens. We are privileged to serve this great community, and we strive to help our clients by building wealth management plans tailored to their specific goals. Consistent client communication is the cornerstone of our process, and we hope to add value to your financial planning needs.
Once again, thank you to Marzano Capital Group for their support of the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce. And now, let's get back to the podcast. So, Clemens Community Day. So, it's the final stretch.
Speaking of ducks.
Speaking of ducks.
We are paddling.
Yeah, I think the wake is a little visible behind us right now. Yeah. I'm being real.
I think, do ducks sweat? Because I'm sweating. Oh, that's water rolling off.
Yeah, it's
never
water
mind.
Rolling off,
yeah.
So April 20th, this Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Jerry Long Family YMCA, we are hosting our 13th Clemens Community Day.
Yes.
It's hard to believe.
13.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, as a former event planner, 13 years is a long time to keep something going. Yeah. Usually around the 10-year mark is when you start seeing attendance drop down. Mm-hmm. And this one just keeps going up.
It does. Mm.
I have been so impressed by that. When we hit 10 with the organization, I'm like, well, probably time for something new. But no, I mean, this event just keeps gaining momentum.
People love it.
I know.
People love it. Mm-hmm. You know, it warmed my heart because you know me. I'm already, right before we started this podcast, I'm like, I looked at Kristen. I've got so many ideas for 2025. And she's looking at me like I've lost my mind.
You said one step at a time, young grasshopper.
Exactly. But, you know, it warmed my heart so much. Back in November, I had people asking me, how can I sign up? Is it ready? Can I go ahead and get my name on the list for Columbus Community Day? You know, when you got something good, people want to be a part of it. And we've got well over 100 vendors.
Yeah.
We're expecting a huge draw. Gorgeous weather. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
It is.
Yes, because there have been some doozies of weather days in the past. Well, you know what, too? There's something for everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's something for kids. There's something for adults. There's something for people that are working, that aren't working. I mean, there's food. There's entertainment. It's just, it's free. I mean, can we say that again?
Yeah. Hello. Free.
It's free. Bring your kids out so they can get some energy out.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great day. Oh, gosh. The mascot dance-off. Gonna be great.
I have
got some fun ones.
Very optimistic about our mascot dance-off. I really am. I feel like it's gonna be good this year. We got some great demos. We have a lot to look forward to for this year at Clemens Community Day. So I do hope that people are making plans. I know that, you know, we've been kind of keeping track of the interest in the event. We've had a lot of momentum going with people who are enthusiastic and excited about participating and visiting and attending. And of course, it would not be Clemens Community Day if we didn't have our friends next door to us, our favorite neighbors. You know, the Village of Clemens is going to be launching their farmers market. Mm-hmm. Same day, same time, same location. They actually get started a little earlier than we do. They start at 8:30, but they're running through 2 o'clock on Saturday the 20th. And, you know, I love this. I love that we share this event with them.
Mm-hmm. And this is their opening day. So this should be a big thing for both events, is just bringing in a whole lot of people. And with the farmer's market there, you could even go and get some produce and stay a little bit longer and have an apple snack or whatever you're doing. But I think just having the two events side by side, people can walk, I mean, a few steps to each event. So it's really one going on, two in one.
Right, it is. And I think this is our third year doing this with the Village of Clemens. And, you know, besides the fact that I just simply love working with Shannon and Lynette, they are two of my favorite people in the world. I just think it just adds so much value to partner with them and to link arms and to do all we can to bring a really special day to the community. So I know they care, we care, and I think it makes a really great synergy between the two events.
Absolutely. And, you know, being part of the planning committee, all of us together have just lifted a lot individually, and all those efforts are just going to really manifest on a great day on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You really see what Clemens is all about with the village and the Clemens Community Day all together, the farmers market and everything.
And you know what's fun for me? Kristen and I were on WXII last week, and we were asked to send some pictures from past events, and I just grabbed a bunch of pictures, and I didn't
I know what you're going to say.
I didn't realize. I pulled a picture of you and your husband.
I know.
It was so cute.
Yeah, from when you were a vendor.
Yes.
So as a former vendor, now on the backside, what are you most excited about?
I'm excited to see the vendors coming in. I know all of them have been preparing for a while now. You know, what am I going to bring? What am I going to promote? What am I going to share with the community? And seeing them set up their booth. And I know they have so much pride in that and able to share what they do with our community so directly is something I love to see. Because I know as a vendor, it was so exciting for me to have so much exposure, so much connection with Clemens as a whole. And so I'm excited for that, for our community to experience the vendors in that way. So
did you feel like a lot of people came around and chatted with you, and just, did you meet a lot of people from the event?
Yeah. And I had only been here in Clemens for a few months. And so that was really a launch pad for me to connect not only professionally, but personally as well.
And you got some friends out of it?
Oh yeah. Friends. And as a new resident myself, learning about Clemens, it was just a really awesome time. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're 100% right. I know that they have been preparing, mm-hmm. and, you know, we did booth camp about a month ago.
Yes.
And a lot of excitement with booth camp, mm-hmm. and, you know, a lot of ideas. Some of the vendors have called us up and, hey, we want to do this, we want to do that. Yes. There's some really cool ideas. Yes. I mean, I know a couple of them have some activities they're going to be bringing to table.
Really interactive and creative ways to connect with everyone. So
right.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, they have been really thinking this through, and they're excited to meet the public. So this is our most public facing event of the year.
Yes, it is.
But there's absolutely no rest for the weary.
Okay, so before we even go, so guys, tuning in, Jerry Long, YMCA, Clemens Community Day in tandem with the Village of Clemens Farmers Market, 10 to 2 is the Clemens Community Day. The Farmers Market opens at 8:30, same location. Make sure you come out. We'll be there until 2 o'clock. You've got to be there. If you haven't already, then you got to come see what it's about. And if you have already been there, that means you'll be back. So we can't wait to see you. And now, Denise, go forward with your no rest for the weary.
Well, I didn't pick the next dates, okay? Dave Ramsey did, okay?
So we have Dave Ramsey!
Yeah, Dave Ramsey did, so it's his fault. So
should we call him? Is he going to be here on the podcast?
You know what? I actually have some words with him because, you know, I pulled off the Entre Leadership handout. And look how dark this thing is. I mean, for somebody who tells everybody to save money, he's like sucking all the ink out of a printer here. I'm getting ahead of myself, though. So, Entre Leadership simulcast. So, we are doing this for the second year, where for literally pennies on the dollar of what it would cost to actually go to Entre Leadership in person, we are hosting it here at the historic Broyhill, same room where we have our monthly chamber meeting. And we will be live streaming this very special event that everybody is super excited about. Again, Entre Leadership, this is for anybody who is looking to grow personally or professionally. And what I love about this program is it's very easy to implement. You don't have to go back and reinvent the wheel with your entire business. These are speakers who are going to inspire, encourage, motivate, and give you new ideas. So just to give you an idea of who's on the agenda and some of the topics that they're going to be talking about, obviously Dave Ramsey, it's his rodeo. He gets to speak several times. Dr. Henry Cloud is going to be doing a workshop on trust, the fuel of results. I love that title. I'm super excited about that workshop. Vanessa Van Edwards is going to be doing a workshop on charismatic communication. Ken Coleman is dynamic. Have you ever heard Ken Coleman speak?
I have not.
He is such a leadership guru. He's going to be doing Growing Leaders. We're going to be hearing from James Clear on Atomic Habits. I think that is going to be really good session. I am super excited about. Patrick Lencioni is one of my absolute favorite speakers. He's going to be doing one called Unfrustrate Your Meetings, which... I mean, come on, how many of us have sat through a meeting like, yeah, this could have been an email, right?
Right.
So, Patrick Lencioni is going to be speaking. Carrie Lorenz, I hope I'm saying his name the right way, Span of Control. Then we're also going to be hearing from Craig Rochelle. I've read multiple books he's written. He's a noted leadership expert. The Future of Leadership is Trust. And then Dr. John Deloney was one of the favorite speakers last year, and he's going to be doing a session on pie charts and money and backwards trains. I cannot even begin to wrap my head around what that topic is going to be, but I'm excited about it. And then I'm not a sports person, but he's supposed to be a big deal. Coach K is going to be speaking on victory through teamwork and leadership.
Wow.
So Entre Leadership is going to be pretty dynamic this year.
Yes.
And so it starts on Monday.
Yeah, so it's 3 days, and for chamber members, it's $119. Y'all, this would cost you over $5,000 to go in person, and that's not including your travel.
Wow.
So, when I say pennies on the dollar, I mean it. It's a really amazing value, and I'm super excited that we get to bring it to the chamber, thanks to our friends at Marzano Capital Group. And so,
can people still register?
Yeah, through Thursday this week. So we need to get all the RSVPs in by Thursday so that we can make sure the room is set. And On Saturday, we do Clemens Community Day. Sunday, we rest. And on Monday, we come in for a three-day event here at the Historic Brewery Hill. And honestly, at first I was like cringing a little bit, like, oh my gosh, how in the world are we going to do this? But I'm actually really excited that after Clemens Community Day, we've got 3 days
to absorb,
to sit at the back of the room, to be inspired, to be motivated, to have all of this wonderful leadership topic kind of poured into us and kind of just refuel.
It's true. I mean, if it were opposite, if that were coming first, and then you knew that you had the area's largest community event to execute,
right,
then that would be, you'd almost have a block. But this is wonderful timing. So what are the days and hours again?
So it's Monday, April the 22nd through Wednesday, April the 24th. And okay, so yeah, 3 days out of the office, that's a little scary to commit to. But you know what? I've got the agenda now. You know, even if you can only commit to one day, $119 for one day of this is already a really awesome price.
Yeah.
So just call us up. We'll send you the agenda. We'll let you see. I've actually posted it yesterday on Facebook and in our Facebook member group. You know, who's speaking on what days. So
you could bounce back and forth if you had to?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to, tie anybody to their chair and force them to stay the whole time. You know, I want you to stay.
Would probably be a bad idea.
Oh, right. I just don't think that's a way to engage our members.
Yeah, it's really not. It's really not. Don't go to the chamber.
Yeah. But like I said, for our members, it's $119. We do have a slightly higher price point for non-members, but both members and non-members are welcome to sign up for Entre Leadership.
And what a great time of year, too, because we're a few months into the year, about 4 months in, so it's a good time to refocus, get inspired, get refreshed, like you said, absorb, be poured into, and then the rest of the year is ahead of you to live this stuff out. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that, Angela. That's a really great point, because if you've set goals in the first quarter and you're thinking, oh my goodness,
I already didn't meet them,
you know, this is going to be that driver, that motivator to help you, okay, I still have three quarters left, let's hit this, let's get to those goals, let's get to those results. So I'm excited about it. So anyway, so really big 2 weeks for the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce. We're in that home stretch for planning for Clemens Community Day. Again, April 20th at the Jerry Long Family YMCA, side by side with the Clemens Farmers Market. They start at 8:30. We start at 10 o'clock. We both go till 2 o'clock. And then RSVP deadline for Entre Leadership is going to be Thursday, end of day, and then Entre Leadership will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, next week, April 22nd through the 24th at the Historic Roy Hill. So all this information can be found on the Chamber website, louisville-clemens.com. I am super excited. This is going to be a short podcast because we got a lot of work to do.
I mean, I was just going to say, let's go get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to be fueled right now.
I think that's a fabulous idea. So we're gonna wrap this episode up, go get some coffee, and get back to work. And we will catch you next time on the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce podcast. Thank you, Kristen and Angelia, for joining me today.
Thank you
so much.
We'll see you Saturday.
Let's go.
The Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce is a member-focused business community. I invite you to learn more about the Chamber by visiting our website, louisville-clemens.com. And while we're in the world of audio, it's time for the fine print. Everyone has an opinion, but in this case, the views and the opinions stated in this podcast are solely those of the contributors and not necessarily those of our distributors. So now that you've been appropriately advised, let me remind you that this podcast is copyrighted and cannot be reproduced without expressed written consent of the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce.